So welcome back to the Heart Series, and today one of part three. Now in part three, not only are we going to continue to build up the visualization itself, but we're going to look a lot more at how you can really start to bring some of these skills that you're learning within the meditation into your everyday life, no matter whether that's with people who you see all the time that you already care about a lot, people you work with or socialize with, or perhaps just people who you come into contact with on an everyday basis, who perhaps create some kind of resistance in you or some sense of judgment or criticism, which in turn affects your own mood and restricts in some way your ability to feel a sense of happiness both for yourself and for the people around you. So there's something really interesting in the dynamic that happens between ourselves and others, in wanting others to be a certain way, how we think they should be, rather than how they actually are. And when that resistance arises, then it prevents us, as I say, from experiencing happiness in our own mind, but also being in a position where we can express a sense of happiness and kindness towards that other person. But to begin with, as always, we're going to start in the same way. Feet flat on the floor, eyes open, a nice, soft, steady gaze as you begin by taking some deep breaths. And with the next out breath now, just closing the eyes, allowing the breath to return to its natural rhythm, and just taking a minute or two to become more aware of your physical senses. So as you bring the attention back to the body now, starting to become more aware of the physical sensations in the body, just taking the time to scan down. Remember, not only noticing the areas of comfort, discomfort, but also noticing any areas of resistance or even attachment towards those feelings. And as you're doing this, perhaps just starting to notice the emotional tone of mind as well. They're a little bit clearer in the way that the body feels, the type of emotions that might be around right now. At the same time, being clear about your motivation. And clear about who you would like to benefit from the meditation as well as yourself. So having clarified that motivation, now just allowing the attention to drift down to that rising and falling sensation, and just allowing the mind to rest with that feeling just for the next couple of minutes. So still focused on the breath, but slowly becoming aware of that pinprick of light, the beginning of the visualization, starting this exercise in the same way as you have done in the last two parts of the Heart Series. It's the latter part of the exercise that we're going to change. And just watching. Again, by now will be a familiar process, familiar feeling. There's that feeling of happiness, underlying contentment, love, however you like to think about it, expands throughout the body, melting away any discomfort, tension, difficult thoughts. Just watching as that unfolds. When you feel as though your entire body now has that quality of space, of warmth, of light. When you feel as though you have a sense of wanting to share that with others. Just bring that first person to mind. So we're going to start in the same way. So it's still this person who you respect or admire. Doesn't have to be the same person that you used on the last meditation. It can be somebody completely new. Just bringing them to mind. And in the same way as always, starting with that pinprick of light, just watching, noticing how the person begins to look increasingly relaxed, calm, and at ease. So just take the next minute or so to watch that process unfold. And when it looks as though that person is completely rested, completely at ease and as happy as they could be, just let go of that image. And now in its place, imagine somebody very close to you, a person you care about. And in just the same way, over the next minute or so, just watch that visualization as it unfolds, leaving that person with all the qualities that you'd like them to have. So once again, when it looks as though that person has a big smile on their face, looking very happy, very relaxed. Again, you just allow that image to dissolve, to disappear. And this time, I'd like you to bring about to imagine somebody new. So somebody who you don't have any strong feelings of like or dislike towards. Perhaps it's somebody you see around, but you don't know them very well. The person that works in the local shop or person who delivers the mail. So somebody who you see around, but you don't really have any strong feelings of like or dislike. and you don't have any personal vested interest in wanting the person to be happy in any way. But nonetheless, recognizing that every single one of us wants to experience happiness in just the same way, I'd like you to imagine that person sitting very comfortably. Don't worry if the details aren't too clear, that's okay. And in just the same way, a pinprick of light, middle of their chest, and you just watch as it begins to expand. And you see that person begin to relax. See the muscles in the body begin to soften. The muscles in the face begin to soften. The smile beginning to appear, getting ever bigger, all the while. A pinprick of light expanding throughout the body, bringing those qualities of space, brightness, clarity, calm, warmth. And when it looks as though they really are as happy as they could be, then as always, just allowing that image to dissolve. And just for a moment, allowing the mind to be completely free. So not focused on the breath or the visualization, but just giving the mind space to do whatever it wants to do. And now just bringing the attention back once again to the body, the physical sensations, contact between the body and the chair and the floor, noticing sounds, smells, reawakening the physical senses as in your own time. You gently open the eyes and just taking a moment to refocus, not moving the position that you're sat in, but just clear where you are, how you feel, and clearing your intention to carry with you that sense of awareness of being present throughout the day today. And when you've done that, you can just sit back in the chair. So as I say, in part three, we're going to look a lot more at the relationships in your life and how you can sort of work some of these ideas into them. So making the idea of integration a little bit stronger. Of course, day one is always about just getting used to a new rhythm. Of course, we've added a new person today. So somebody you don't know quite so well. And you may have found, I always think it's a bit like, this idea is a bit like a bright sort of light bulb. To begin with, it's really very, very bright, you know, and we find it quite easy to share that sense of happiness with another person. But then as we move towards those people who we don't know so well, we don't necessarily have a vested interest in their happiness, then the light bulb begins to sort of dim a little bit. So if you did find that today, don't worry, that's perfectly normal. But over time, I suspect you'll find that light bulb sort of stays nice and bright throughout the practice. So do remember, as you go through the day today, just starting to notice how you're interacting with the people around you and what it is you might be doing that gets in the way, that prevents you from necessarily wanting others to be happy. So it doesn't require a lot of analysis. Again, it's just watching, observing, noticing what happens, what gets in the way of wanting another person to be happy. And I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow for day 2 of part 3.